Samora, are you going to pick up one of those Weezer Snuggies?
I think I might. You know, it's getting colder. I might need some extra warmth.
With Weezer emblazoned on the front.
Yes.
That's Maura Johnston. She's the editor of the music website Idolator.com. Hi, Maura.
Hi.
So while we are on the theme of As Seen on TV, you've got some new music related to a particular show.
Yes.
And that show, of course, is American Idol. It's the biggest show on TV. And November is shaping up to be the American Idol month. Why?
Well, this past Tuesday, the new record by one of the former winners of American Idol, Carrie Underwood, came out. In addition to that, a bunch of the contestants from this past season, the eighth season of the show, have new records coming out. So, Chris Allen, who won, Adam Lambert, who came in second.
And is any of it actually good?
You know, there's always really great pop moments on each American Idol record. I mean, they're all sort of put together by a team of very seasoned professionals who know how to write hits. And the first one that we're going to talk about is actually the Carrie Underwood record, which she, you know, she's the sort of country-leaning American Idol. And she had actually a huge hit a couple of years ago with a song called Before He Cheats, which was this revenge fantasy.
And now she's back with an album called Play On.
He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You'll get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down because you can't live without a one more touch. He's a good time Cameron Casanova leaning up against the record machine.
This is called Cowboy Casanova, and it's definitely operating in a very similar vein as Before He Cheats, you know, with her being a sort of like down and dirty country girl who goes to the bar. But here she's sort of casting herself in a wiser woman light, which I think is kind of interesting given the pedigree of Before He Cheats. And, you know, it was such a huge song for her. It was on the pop charts for about a year and a half. It set records for just longevity of how long it hung around. And so now that's behind her, and she's sort of, you know, casting herself as this person. She's been inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
And so she's, you know, she has now the sort of cred beyond American Idol.
Okay, let's talk about two other American Idol contestants. This is from last season. Chris Allen and Adam Lambert, the winner and the runner-up from last season. There's a bit of a battle going on between these guys again.
The fans of these two artists will probably be locked in a battle forever on the internet. So Chris Allen is sort of a clean-cut guy from the South.
And he's a guy who won.
He won.
So this song we're hearing is called Live Like We're Dying. It's off Chris Allen's self-titled record. It comes out in a couple weeks. What do you make of it?
You know, it's funny because this is actually a cover, sort of like, you know, the normal American Idol standard operating procedure. It's a cover of a band called The Script, who are an Irish band who actually opened for Paul McCartney over the summer. And, you know, I think it's very much in the Chris Allen vein. It's sort of like jangly and poppy. I don't know if it has a place on the radio. It doesn't sound like a lot of stuff that's on the radio right now. It's sort of more of a throwback to the 90s when, you know, pop was a little more squeaky clean than it is right now.
Mm. All right. And the polar opposite, Adam Lambert, who was really a sort of a fan viewer favorite, even though he was the runner-up on American Idol last season. He has been all over the place.
He has. He's on the cover of Details next month, I think. And, you know, he was on Oprah, and he's sort of, I mean, he has the personality. He has a completely outsized personality. He wants to be a huge pop star. I mean, he's working with Lady Gaga, who has a ton of hits right now and who's written a bunch for other artists. And I think this first single is very much the polar opposite of the first Chris single in that, you know, it definitely establishes him as someone who's going for the high gloss. So it's sort of, if you walked into a coffee house and went to an open mic night, Chris Allen would probably be
the guy
type of
that you
person.
Would see. And right. Adam Lambert is not the guy who would be at the coffee house.
No. Adam, the stage of the coffee shop is way too small for Adam Lambert.
Oh, All right, this is just like glam master. Right?
Yeah,
just a glamorous dude.
It has that, you know, it has that sort of rock and roll part two beat that's been very popular on the radio of recent years. And it's just him sort of, you know, telling people that all he wants to do is entertain. You know, he released the cover of his album, and it's this picture of him looking very, very glammed up. He's on like a starry background and wearing lots of eyeliner. And he's just like, this is glam. Glam is back, you know, and it's nice to see someone want to be a pop star.
But more, I understand that both Chris Allen and Adam Lambert might have some competition from across the pond.
Yes, actually, from another person whose fame was shepherded by Simon Cowell. Susan Boyle?
Ah, yes, Susan Boyle. I remember
her from the internet.
Yes, I remember her from YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, from Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that right now we're in a place where a lot of record buying is happening by the sort of people who will want to hear versions of Wild Horses, which we just played.
In other words, you're talking about people who are not downloading music to their iPods.
Right.
So
right.
Folks who are still buying CDs.
Folks who are still buying CDs, which is, you know, it's an older skewing demographic. It's more sort of standard skewing. Like Barbra Streisand's record sold really well. Mm. Michael Bublé, who does a bunch of, you know, standards and covers of old songs. And I think that she will sort of get a lot of that holiday traffic, especially because it comes out the week of Thanksgiving, this record. So I think a lot of people, when they see her smiling face on the cover, they'll be reminded, oh, yeah, you know, my grandmother would love this as a stocking stuffer.
Well, Maura Johnston, you're my American Idol.
Aw, thanks. You're mine.
That's Maura Johnston. She's the editor of Idolator.com, and she joined us from NPR in New York.
I hated everything. I mean, it was just awful. Awful.